Blog Talk Radio.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Finger looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
Can't nobody
tie me down.
If you want it, I got it.
Kelsey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. It is Monday night, 8 p.m. I hope everybody has had a great weekend, and we're about to start your week off right. Hope you've had a great weekend. I am your host, Ken Gordon, along with my lovely, lovely wife, the lovely Mrs.
Kelsey Gordon, and we are super, super excited that you are joining us tonight. So I hope you are ready. Please go get your glass of wine, get your snacks, your evening dinner, whatever the case may be, and get ready to kick back with the Success Factor tonight. So we have an action-packed show lined up for you tonight. So if you have not plugged into all your social media outlets, please do so now. Please go on your Facebook. Log on to your Twitter, your Instagram, all of it.
We are out there. Get your friends and family online. If you're out there already online and you plugged in and you got friends that need to get on, tell them, hey, that nice couple, that beautiful couple is on the line tonight on Blog Talk Radio. You better get your butts on here and let's holler at them for a minute. Also, if you can't get online, go to your phones at area code 646-564-9774, and we will love to hear from you today. We are having a wonderful, wonderful day thus far, and a very productive day, I would say.
Yeah, we've been quite productive.
Quite a busy day today. So I'm just glad that we get to do a little bit with you guys here tonight. Hope everybody's all right. Wherever you're listening to us from, we thank you, whether you're online, on the phones, listening through the archives at the on blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio with our entire Destiny Empowerment Radio Network team. We are just on fire, on fire, on fire, and we are so happy that you all are wanting to be a part of us tonight.
Well, without further ado, we have some little announcements we need to give you. So, oh my God. Did you listen last night?
Boy, that's what
I tell you.
Mister!
Period. Boy, I tell you. If you have not been plugged in or you have not been tuning in on Sunday nights to Mister Keeping It Real
and Keeping It Together.
Together.
With Montavian Morrow.
Boy, I tell you, you've been missing out on a treat. He is your relationship coach. He is putting it down every Sunday night at 7 p.m. He is giving us everything from single parent all the way to how to maintain relationships. He's throwing down. And he gave us some blues and stuff. I mean, he's just giving us all, he's giving us everything on this show.
Yes, he is. And also tonight and every Monday night, you can log on or get on the phones and listen to us here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here at 8 p.m. sharp. No doubt about it. No matter what happens, what goes down at 8 p.m., you can tune in and hear Ken and Kelsey talking about everything that we do, from relationships to spirituality to whatever's on our hearts and minds to share with the family. All right. Also on Tuesday night, our lovely, lovely leader, Miss Sharice Riley, comes at you from a business perspective with the Business Makeover Edition of Destiny Empowerment Hour. I'm telling you, at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, that girl be on fire. She'll tell you how to get your business right, whether it's through your MLM, whether you got a brick and mortar business. For those of you that don't know what brick and mortar is, that's just a regular old standing business with a building. Whether you've got any type of concerns as to how to get your advertising, your marketing going, your girl has got you covered, and she is ready and willing to give you a few tips. And if she don't know, she promises she will find out, and she will then let you know how you can get it. I guarantee you, it's not a day you want to miss, especially if you're trying to get your business right and get it together. She will help you get it there.
So we just have one more announcement I'd like to share with you guys, is that we have an amazing, amazing tele-summit that is coming up in May. If you have not attached yourselves or have went out and plugged into us for our Recreating You, our tele-summit, please, please do so now. It is going to be May
21st through the 23rd, and that will be a power-packed event with guest speakers from all over, including members of the Destiny Empowerment Network, starring Miss Sharice Riley. She's going to close it out for us on that last night. Yours truly and the beautiful Mrs. Gordon will also be a part of this event, so you do not want to miss all of the wonderful and awesome speakers that will be on the phones. You don't have to get out and go nowhere. All you got to do is plug in through the phone. That information will be given out to you at destinyempowerment.com. Just log in, www.destinyempowerment.com. We'll be more than happy to get you more information on that.
All right. So, without further ado, it is time for Hot Topics. Okay, so we have some interesting things that happened over the weekend. Well, one thing I want to talk about is those listeners out there, and please place it in the chat room, and please hit us up on the social media. I want to know, since I did not get to attend, but we heard Frankie Beverly and Maze was all up in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was in full effect. I've seen so many pictures of folks. I think my old man went out there. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. Frankie was in town, and y'all didn't tell nobody? Actually, they told folks, it's just, hey, we have things going on, but I tell you what, that was one of the big events that was happening over the weekend. The basketball playoffs started. So, you know, a bunch of different things is going on, kicking off. So they getting it in this weekend. This was a big weekend for a lot of different things. So one thing is, today we got a bunch of special birthdays. So, Kelsey, I think you got a number of different birthdays you want to holler out today.
Well, yes, we have some celebrity birthdays today that I wanted to bring up. So one is Miss Jessica Lange turned 66. I didn't realize that she was that old. I didn't realize that.
Wow.
Wow, 66. But she looks good.
Looking good for 66.
I'm going to be like that when I grow up. Now, here's another one that was interesting to me. Carmen Electra turned 43 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right. So then we have Mr. Joey Lawrence, who turned 39. You know Mr. Little Boy from Give Me a Break, and he has a show right now, I believe. Melissa and Joey, I think, that comes on, you know.
Okay. All right. So Joey Lawrence, shout out.
And so, well, God rest his soul, but Luke the Vandross's birthday.
I can't do it how Luther would do it, but I'm telling you, Luther, when he get up there, all he has to do is just open his mouth and go, ooh, and the ladies go, and it's just crazy.
Give it to me, Luther.
But My dad used to tell me whenever Luther would come to town, he would take mom. He said he didn't have to do no work when he got home. I was like, wow.
He didn't have to do no work. Luther set it up. There's nothing wrong with a setup.
No, it ain't nothing wrong.
Well, you know, but God rest his soul. We love you, Luther.
Happy birthday.
Oh, but this last, leading into the setup. Uh-huh. Things. This is the last birthday that I have. Mr. Baby Girl himself, that's his tagline. Mr. Shamar Moore.
Lord. And we're back. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties here. Seems that our show just decided it wanted to end a little early. But we are back online. We're back online. Hope everybody can hear us. So if you would, just get your folks online, back on the phones at 646-564-9774. And we can get back in touch on the show here. So, Kelsey? As you were saying, you were talking about birthdays, and I believe Shamar Moore was the last birthday.
Shamar Moore was the last birthday that we were talking about, and I was thinking, I was just saying to the ladies, happy birthday to him. So I was just about to talk about what our topic is for tonight.
Yes, indeed. We are going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about parenting in the 21st century. You know, our man Montavia Morrow last night gave us a good tips on single parenting versus being a parent who's single. And now we just want to break it down as to all around 21st century parenting with regards to how it is to parent in this day and time as opposed to, quote unquote, back in the day.
What does it mean to parent?
Well, first of all, it's more than just, you know, being a husband and a wife or a baby mama and a baby daddy that just have kids. You know, being a parent to me is a huge responsibility. It's a job 24/7 for a lifetime. You know, even as our family and friends, you know, do what they do, the bottom line is it is a big time responsibility that you should never, ever, ever take lightly. What about you?
The same for me. You know, it's a big responsibility to, you know, when you're dealing with children and you're dealing with the everyday household of having kids, it is something that you should not ever, ever take lightly. The one thing about being a parent, it can be amazing. It can be fun. And, of course, I knew as growing up, you know, you look at your mom and dad as one way. And then, you know, now I'm looking back on it, and I'm like, you know what? I really, you know, do enjoy the watching my kids grow. And actually being able to hear their conversations and hear what it is that they like and what's happening in their lives. And, you know, it's so much different now than when we were growing up, you know?
I agree with that totally. Basically, to me, you know, when you watch them when they're little, you know, when you see a child when they're little and they're growing up, you know, they're helpless and they're cute and everything, but you realize that everything that you do, whether you think about it or not, it affects them. It affects them in one way or another, whether mentally, physically, however you want to see it. It does affect them as people. It does affect them as children. And it does affect them in the long term, some of your decisions that you make even right now. So as a parent, as parents that we are here in the 21st century with children who are growing up to be young men, you know, we're trying to face this world and
give them the best that we can give as mom and dad, but also trying to impart in them, you know, some spiritual principles that we were brought up with, some practical principles that we were brought up with, making sure they get their education. So it's a huge, huge undertaking, and a lot of people are too busy being their children's friend these days and not their child's parent. I'm sorry. I don't have no 14 and 11-year-old friends. I don't. Do you?
I don't. I don't have 14 and 11-year-old friends. I have 14 and 11-year-old boys that are my sons that I love to death, but that's what they are. And, yes, I do have an open-door policy with them, but I also draw the line, and they don't get to tell me what they want, what they can't, what they gonna do. They don't get to tell me that.
Exactly. And to me, that's the biggest thing that we have to be able to get them to get our children to understand is that, hey, you are not in charge of anything. You are the ones that are to, you know, you're not in charge, but however, we do value your opinion. You do have an opinion. You do have a reason to give your information. You know, we want to know exactly what's happening. We want to know what's going on with you, but at the same time, we're going to instruct you and tell you in the way that you should go as parents. Now, it doesn't mean that we slave drivers and we just come over top, you do this, and you do as I say, not as I do, because that was what a lot of us were taught as children. We see our parents do one thing and then, you know, go out and do something else, and they tell us to do this one thing that was basically the right thing to do, but you do, you know, you do the other thing. You do the, they do the opposite. And I'm, and it didn't make sense to us, and we was like, what you, what do you, wait, you just did this. Well, you do as I say and not as I do. And we grow up, and we become adults, and we bring that on our children. And these days, our children look at us and like, do what you say and not what you do.
You gonna learn today.
The thing about it is, your children. The thing about it is, our children are, you know, our children have so much more these days. They have so much more. I'm sorry, I didn't have a computer growing up. I begged my mama for about 5 years straight for a computer. And after a while, I just said, you know what? If I get one, I get one. If I don't, I don't. You know, and left it at that. Because what could we do?
Nothing.
How many broken promises did you have growing up?
I had a lot of broken promises that I had growing up.
And we just were taught to learn to accept it.
We were taught to learn to accept it. But I also don't. I just don't tell my kids anything until I know I can for surely do it. I don't do that either, because then their hopes and everything, you know, their hopes and everything, they're already like, we're gonna do it, and I'm like,
no.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to them. I don't want to do that. And it's disheartening when I have to look at a child's face and say, no. So here are some tips. These are just the tips and stuff that we have that, you know, has worked well with us when dealing with our, you know, our 14 and 11-year-old.
Yes, and one tip that we do is, one, we have integrity. So what I mean by that is, if we say we want to do something, we make it a point to make sure that that it gets done. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, if we put it out there, unless there is an act of God that prevents it from happening, it's going to happen. Because our children depend on us to be honest and be transparent with them, just like we depend on folks to be honest and transparent with us as adults. So if you can't be honest and transparent to a child, then how can you be honest and transparent to somebody else?
Very true.
You know, you can't tell a child the truth, because children at a young age are pretty truthful for the most part. You know, they don't come into this world lying. they learn how to lie. Why? Because they watch us lie as adults. And they say, well, mom and daddy do it. We do it. Habits become, you know, we have to learn that the habits that we have, they transfer onto our children, good or bad. If we have good habits, we get up early in the morning, we say a prayer, and get going on our day, and we hop in the shower, brush our teeth, get dressed, and it's the same routine over and over again. If our children see that over and over again, they repeat it. But at the same time, come home every day fussing and arguing and fighting and carrying on and doing all of these wonderful things that you shouldn't be doing in front of kids anyway, and you know, you're busting your butt and having public arguments in front of your children. What I mean by that is you standing man and woman in front of your child having an argument, then they're going to take that, if they have siblings, they're going to take that and transfer that right to their siblings. Or when they go out and they go hang with their friends, they're going to be confrontational because all they know is anger and resentment and discord. And if you continue to put that out there,
that's what they're going to get.
That's what they're going to get. So what about, what's the next tip for you, Kelsey?
You have to be non-negotiable with your children. And what I mean by that, when I say non-negotiable with them, is, for example, for example, and I'm going to go church-wise, I wasn't asked if I wanted to go to church or if I wanted to go to Sunday school or if I wanted to get this dress or if I wanted to get anything. Sometimes, yes, in certain situations. But in sometimes, somebody telling me that the whole family is getting ready to go to church, and the child says, I don't feel like going today, and the parent says, okay, you can stay home. I'm not understanding this right here.
or, you know, it's a big test in school today, and you know that that child has that test. They've been telling you about this test and been dreading it the whole time. And they decide on the day of the test to all of a sudden come down with the flu. And you check them and stuff. They ain't really no fever. They ain't doing nothing. But they come out, I just don't feel good. I want to stay home. And parents that actually let their children stay home from school to not have to deal with taking tests and do stuff like that, you have to be non-negotiable. You can't be your child's friend. Sometimes the thing about it is we tried this stuff on our parents. It didn't work for us. And if it did, we got lucky. We got one over, but eventually it caught up with us. So to be quite honest with you, you really didn't win in the end anyway. But the fact of the matter is when we talk about being non-negotiable, it's when your child tells you what they're going to do. Wait a minute. There is a hierarchy here. You are the parent. That is a child. You don't have to fuss at them. You don't have to even get mad at them. You just look at them, get stern, and just let them know, hey, you can stay home. But I guarantee you, here's what you're going to do. If you're going to stay home, you don't feel like going to church, or you're going to feel like cleaning your room, you're going to feel like washing these dishes, you're going to feel like folding all these clothes up around here. When I get back here, this house is going to be in tip-top shape. Guarantee you, that child is going to get up, get dressed, and be in that car before you. Because here's the deal. You just have to find a way to be psychologically more advanced than your child, and you can be. And people forget about that. It's not about who's ruling. No. You earned the right when you became an adult and when you laid with that man or that woman to have that child. You earned the right to be in a position to take care of that type of situation. So in doing so, you basically have set the ground rules. Hey, I'm going to be daddy.
I'm going to be mother.
You're going to be child. Period. Go out to the mailbox. Pull all them envelopes out of that mailbox. Do any of them have your little name on them? until any of them do, you have no say-so in this house. And I'm talking about the ones that say Direct Energy, AT&T, Bank of America. What else we got? Direct TV. whatever other bills we got out there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no little letters, the little pre-letters you're getting from college. Talking about you're a good student and we want you to come take a visit on our campus. I'm not talking about the little to the parents of letters that have your name at the bottom of it. No, we're talking about bills. When you start paying bills and you start putting in on the rent and everything right here, then you are the one who makes the decisions. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't make a decision in my mother's house, and I still can't make a decision in my mother's house. Kelsey, can you make a decision in your mama's house?
No, I can't. I can't make any decisions there. I can't. So, you guys, we have been talking, and we apologize for the technical difficulty earlier. However, if you are listening, please plug into all the social media outlets, post your comments, and please, please reach out to all your friends and loved ones. We are still live here on the Success Factor. If you're having trouble seeing us, you can dial into 646. I'm sorry, hearing us. You can dial into 646-564-9774. So at this time, we are going to play a song, and then we will be right back with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
Keeps me hanging on.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. We are back, and we are back live on the Success Factor with Jen and Kelsey, part of Destiny Empowerment Radio. We are very, very, very happy that you were able to join us. That was Looked Up by Mr. Daily. And I'm telling you, if you have not heard this cast album, you might want to get out, listen to it on your iTunes, or download it from Google Play or wherever you go and get your music from. Go to the store and have kids pick up the CD if you want to pick up the CD. However you listen to your music, you definitely, definitely will not be disappointed with this young man's music. I tell you what, we are about to get back into our show on 21st century parenting. And right now we're going to get into a couple of really, really hot issues when it comes to parenting children. Back when Kelsey and I were kids, we liked to be on the phone with our little girlfriends and boyfriends when we were teenagers, but we just had that one phone.
Well, I know what I did. This is what I used to do. I used to have the phone. If you all, any listeners out there know this phone, you know it. If you was with me, you know it. It was the phone that lit up. So meaning that I had one of those long cords that came around the corner. The really, really long cord that came around the corner. You had to stretch the cord all the way around the corner. And there was a certain time that my mother said I couldn't be on the phone. But I had to talk to my girls. We had things to talk about, and then I had to talk to my boo. So I had to do all that. So with that being said, since I had to do all that, the phone glowed or it lit up when, you know, it lit up when someone was calling me. So I used to keep the phone under my pillow. So therefore, or right beside me, so it wouldn't sound or anything like that. So I just knew the phone was ringing because it would light up with all these pretty little colors. So that was my way of scheming, and I didn't mean scheming because I was scheming, and, you know, for us to talk, so I can continue the conversation. Nowadays, what do they have? Cell phones and kits.
Computers.
Snapchat.
Tablets. I mean, they got all kinds of different ways to communicate with one another. You know, I was happy. Remember back, you know, back when we were, even when we first started dating, you know, pages was the thing. You know what I mean? It was just pages. And I'm like, I was happy to get me a pager. Now, if you was a cat that had two pages, that means you had a little bit of a sketchy thing going on with you. But you know, pages was the thing. You know, maybe if you were a little fancy, you got your little two-way pager or something, or a pager that did messages and stuff like that. So, you know, that was the big thing when I went, especially when we started dating. Cell phones had actually really started to pick up steam right around the time you and I got married. And so, you know, like I was telling some folks yesterday, you know, about 10, 12 years ago, you didn't have a cell phone. It wasn't that big of a deal. Nowadays, you don't have a cell phone.
I come back to the house and get the cell phone. If that's not in my purse, I come back and get it. But this is not. But so for parents, I mean, we have, you know, as a temp, we have, our son has a, both our sons have a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Now, my rule with my kids is the cell phone is for me, really not for you. So meaning that you better answer that phone or you better answer my text messages when I text you or call you. And we've had to go back and forth, listening audience, about this, because I have been times when I can text my son, my oldest one especially, and he doesn't text me back. And I'm like, did you get my text message? Well, no, because, but he's on Kick. So what did I do? I followed him to Kick. Wherever he go, I go.
Exactly.
So I can keep up.
You on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
You on Twitter?
I'm on Snapchat. So you can run because I'm following you everywhere you go because I'm staying in tune with you. You have to stay in tune with your kids. You have to follow and see what's going on with your kids. I go through text. And you know what? I know this is crazy, but it is not really crazy because if you are one of those parents that's in the know of your children, then you know exactly what's going on. I go through text messages, but I also know that I'm not no fool either because I can't watch him 24/7. So I know that if he did say something or he did text anything, he's probably deleted before I get to it because he already know I'm going to check, do a phone service check. And I do make my children turn in their cell phones at night. Turn them in.
Every night.
Every night. turn in. You don't need to be on the phone at this time of night. What are you texting? What are you doing? But that's just that's again, parenting in the 21st century.
Again, and that's where you, with all the technology, with all the access that they have, you can't, once again, you cannot be around them 24/7. So in order to have some order when it comes to that, number one, just like a grown person, kids nowadays will die without their cell phone. Will act like they're going to die without their cell phone.
I've seen it. My son passed out. Oh!
And you know, and God forbid his little females that he tries to talk to, they get put on punishment or something like that. It's the funniest thing in the world because he's like, man, she done messed up. I can't even talk to her on the cell phone. And so he'll get on his little cell phone, try some little sly way to try to get in contact with her. And he got a text message that one time from the daddy of a little girl. I said, because, you know, you try to be slick, but now you have to realize if she don't have her phone, who got it? Mom and daddy probably got it.
Things are so much faster these days, and that's why we have to always stay, I always say stay prayed up as much as you can. And then I also say have those conversations
with your child.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Please don't sugarcoat. My children don't know what sugar is except for food purposes, you know, or if they mama give them a kiss. That's the only sugar that they know. So I'm like, you know, you don't put no sugar on nothing with these children. They already are getting exposed to stuff in the rawest form these days as possible. All these reality shows and stuff. And God knows only what comes on TV if they stay up too late at night. Or you know, you can't stop everything. You can put blocks on all this stuff and everything, but children are smart. Children are highly intelligent. Think about it. They started in Facebook, jumped to Twitter, went from Twitter, jumped to Instagram to Kik and Ubu and Snapchat and all these other spots, FaceTime. They jump faster. They try to out-jump us knowing that we're going to catch up to them because no matter how fast or how quickly something new comes out, we're right there with them, you know, because technology says we have to be. Technology, I mean, we have a computer right now. We've only had it a little while, but it's probably about as old as dirt because of how fast technology moves. The boys have video games, you know, that get old the minute they come in because of technology. So we have to stay in that area where we're growing, where we're moving forward with them. You have to move forward with your child and make sure that they understand that, hey, just as you're advancing, I'm advancing too. Because what you ain't going to do is you're not going to outdo mom and daddy, and you shouldn't. Because as parents, we would be irresponsible to allow our children to be so far off, to be past. Now, yes, there are going to be things that we don't quite understand and that we don't get. Like, I don't get some of this crazy music they listen to.
It's, I don't either.
You know, our parents used to get mad at us for listening to Big E and Pac and Public Enemy and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when R. Kelly was, before he went completely crazy and stuff, you know, we used to listen to all of that. Now, these kids, I mean, there's nothing to the imagination. I listen to the song, and, I mean, there's nothing to the imagination. There's nothing censored.
It's not censored.
There's nothing censored. You know, when I listen to songs from back in the day, when I grew up, you know, it was put out there. You know, Teddy P would say, turn off the lights, light a candle. We finna get it on. We finna have a romantic time. Marvin Gaye actually flat out said it. Let's get it on. You know, Isley Brothers talking about between the sheets. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we heard as kids growing up with our parents. And we was like, that's nice. It's a nice little group. And it's still in my ear right now. Our kids actually listen to stuff from 40 years ago because they like it sometimes better than they like their own stuff. Because their own stuff is only enough to do the little twerking and do the little shmoney dance or smurder dance or whatever kind of smanky, snooky, smunky dance they do. That's just the mess. Did you see that mess? Have you seen that mess? look like you twirled around and got a the itching in his back and on his neck, and I mean they just doing all kind of stuff. I'm like, what kind of mess is this?
But you have to keep up with the kids.
Exactly.
But that's the thing, you have to keep up with them.
We absolutely do, and the fact of the matter is, you let them get away with too much. What happens?
When you let them get away with too much, then they get into trouble.
Exactly. And who got to come bail them out?
My motto is, what you go for, you going to be there. I'm not coming.
You get one,
but that's about it over here. And again, not telling anybody else how to raise their children or to do with their own parenting style or whatever, but over here in the Gordon land, they only get one.
You get one,
that's it.
Because I always feel like they got to learn, you know, so sometimes you do have to bump your head a few times. You know, I'm not a parent. I'm not an overbearing parent, but I am an observant parent. And just because I'm saying that don't mean I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes I'll just sit back because and this is a lot of times this is how men parent, because especially if we have sons, because boys will always walk the line to that limit right up to the point when they smash their head up against that wall. And right when he hit his head, be like, okay, you learn, right? Cool. And they ain't got to say nothing else half the time. You know, sometimes we do have to let them bump their heads. We do have to let them fall and scrape their knee. We do have to let them run into that wall once, you know, just so they can know what it's like. So they'd be like, oh, that's what'll happen.
Right.
Okay. But at the end of the day, we also tell them, okay, there's a point. There's a line you have to be at. There's a line you don't step across. If you breaking laws and stuff like that, because they're gonna do stupid stuff.
Yeah, they
are. They're gonna do stupid stuff. It just it's part of growing up. You have to do the stupid stuff so you can learn. You lie. You do all the little stuff. You sneak around. That's all part of growing up.
True.
But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day. You got to move out of that.
Yeah. So we have, we have some questions in the chat room, a couple of questions in the chat room, and also please post your questions and comments and on the Facebook, or if you just want to call into us and you want to holler at us and just, you know, speak to us or anything like this, by all means, please call into us at You can call into us at 646-564-9774. Press option number 1, and we'll bring you on the line. So one of the questions that we have that came up in one of the chat rooms is, how do you deal with the dating situation with the boys and the girls right now? How do you deal with because in my household, the girls seem more out there than the boys these days.
They do. They really, really do. The girls are very, very aggressive. I don't, you know, I heard Montavion mention it yesterday when he was talking about the teachers and how they are sleeping around with the little kids and stuff like that or what have you and everything. But these young ladies, I mean, they tough. They tough. I mean, they out there, and they come at these boys. And I'm sorry, boys and most grown men can't run that fast.
They need to learn.
We don't know how to. Sorry.
What?
If you're throwing it at us,
we
can't run that fast. And that's just the truth of young men, because we have to that's just that ingrained talk. So what we have to do as fathers is we have to tell them, hey, you can't be out there, you know, messing with every young lady. You can't be out there doing what you do, in and out, you know, dipping in and dipping out. That's not the lifestyle you want to live. You know, but you have to learn how to control the young men do have to learn how to control themselves. And we have to teach them as men, hey, there's a time and a place for all that. This ain't the time. Certainly is not the place, because you don't know what type of responsibilities come with that. You don't know the type of responsibilities that open up when you go into the areas of sex, when you go into the areas of dating and so forth, you just need to stick to taking a little girl out, take her to the little hangout spot, and you got a bite to eat, go to the movies, watch a little movie, and go home. You know, or wherever you're going to go and go hang and have your little date, go have your little date and come on home. Because the last thing you are ready for is to be what we are as parents. I was a grown man when my first child came along. I was a grown man when my second child came along, and I wasn't ready then. But I had to get ready. I had to get ready. I had to take on responsibility. I was working and married to my lovely wife, and we were making it work. But you can't, you know, the way the dating scene is right now, you really just have to, this why this generation here is so, they know so much, they see so much, we have to be transparent. We have to be transparent as parents to them about what's going on. We really, really do. Otherwise, it's going to become an issue, and it's going to become a problem. Next question.
So the next question was...
Here's one. I'm a father with daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm raising, I'm a single father with daughters, and I'm raising them as best I can. I have my sisters who help out as far as their lady issues and such like that. How is it that, how can I handle my daughters when it comes to sensitive issues such as boys, such as women, I mean, such as other females and the drama that can come with that?
Well, first you have to sit them down, and you have to really listen to what they're saying, because they're coming to you as their father, and they're saying to you, hey, I'm having some issues, you know. And I know that your sisters and other people try to help as much as possible as well. But a lot of times they might just want to talk to you as their father, you know, because you are a male, and they want to know from a male perspective. And so my best advice to you is to listen and really effectively listen to what they're asking you, and then give them, and again, I'm always about don't sugarcoat. Just tell them the God honest truth as best you can on the situation.
Let me ask you this, as a father, should fathers really, to me, and this is me, if I had daughters, I would give up the game to my daughters.
Yeah. I would expect you to.
Matter of fact, I would take them out on a date and show them exactly how they should be treated, how the young man should treat them, so that they have a standard.
Yeah, a standard should be placed, because I didn't have one, you know, so I didn't have one to go off of, you know, not because it was just because my dad worked all the time, so I guess, I mean, you know, he was always gone, so he wasn't there. So I didn't have that. So if I would have had that, I might have made a different choices when I was growing up.
Okay,
listen, all these ladies and gentlemen out there, we have 4 minutes left in the show. So please, if you have any other questions, give them to us now, and we'll be happy to answer them. And we so thank you so much for listening to us tonight on The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. So please, also, if you have any show topics that you're interested in us talking about, please inbox us. Please reach out to us. You can email us at kdsuccessfactor@yahoo.com. And you can also reach out to us on all our social media outlets, which are?
We can go to www.facebook.com/BossLadyGlobal. That is Kelsey's personal like page. Also, you can go to my personal page, and that will be facebook.com/KendrickDGordon. You can also go out there, and we have our business page that you can go out and like and chat on with us, and that is facebook.com/KGSuccessFactor. On Twitter, it is @Kelsey or @KendrickG97. Or you could go to Instagram. We're out on Instagram, too. We're on the gram at Kelsey_Gordon or at Big Papa 1978. So you can hit us anywhere on social media as far as the top three, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback. We would love to hear what your interest is in our show. So as we are closing out today, we would just like to take this time to tell you that as parents, you know, we don't claim to be the ones that know everything.
No.
But we do claim to be parents that are in tune with our children. And we do try to be the best parents that we can be. So if you are interested in any of questions, if you have any additional concerns, you can always reach out to us on our show page, on our like pages, on Twitter, and on Instagram.
So before we get out of here tonight, we just want to again thank you all for bearing with us for with our technical difficulty this evening. Normally, that would not happen. So we praise God for you and thank you for hanging in here and playing with us tonight. So if you're also, I wanted to mention, if you're also interested in being a part of the KG Success Factor team, myself and the CEO himself are interested in having you be a part of our team and a part of the Destiny Empowering Network, you know, just networking and connecting with us on a whole different level, please, please, please feel free to get with us on that as well, because we are looking for you. We are looking to change people's lives on a daily basis. So we have had fun tonight. We have had a great time talking with you guys, a whole lot of fun. We so look forward to talking to you every Monday night. So as we leave the show, we're going to leave you with another song, and we thank you again for tuning in to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. See you next Monday night.
Thank you.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing, to all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Personal with Robin Leach, yeah. And a far from cheap.